other through it. Come on and say good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. Hold on to your hats because I'm about to share what's probably an unpopular opinion. I do not like the memes, reels, and TikToks joking about doing any kind of cattle work with your spouse, ending up in a fight, sorting cattle with family, turning into a screaming match, taking a tongue lashing while backing a trailer, and the like. And it seems the ag and rural side of the internet abound with this sort of content these days. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fun hater who lacks a sense of humor. I love me a well-placed dad joke, and I don't think I've ever met a pun I didn't like. But quite frankly, I do not find the humor in these types of communication breakdowns worth the harm they cause, the actual harm those types of breakdowns cause our relationships and mental health. I know communication and relationship problems are not unique to rural America, but living rurally and working in agriculture does add its own set of unique challenges. As a society in general, we've been taught to go faster, work harder, and not show emotion, let alone even feel it. We've become obsessed with efficiency, sold the lie that taking your time is a waste of time, and emoting is bad, weak, or unnecessary. But all of that, all it does is get in the way of good, clear, effective communication. Then, when you live remotely and work with your spouse, kids, family, and/or in-laws, are contending with nature and whatever it brings, and raising livestock who have a tendency to not stick to your plan, it builds on what we've been taught as a society and adds an extra layer of strain. And whether we want to admit it or not, the way we've been doing it in rural America and within agriculture is hurting not only our relationships, but also our mental health. Did you know per capita suicide rates amongst farmers, ranchers, agriculturalists is higher than any other sector? I mean, maybe instead of making jokes about and celebrating the communication breakdowns, we should actually do the work and make every day as enjoyable as the 15-second funny on the internet. I, for one, am really tired of the way it's been going and how it's continuing to go. That could be the Enneagram type 9 aversion to conflict in me, but I mean, it probably has a lot to do with that. But also, I know I'm not alone. I'm not the only one longing for connection and joy in the day-to-day. I'm not the only one looking for better communication. And I'm not just looking for those things for myself, but also for my peers, because honestly, it makes me so sad to see what these communication breakdowns are doing to us. And knowing that it does not have to be that way. I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we not only don't super understand ourselves, but we also don't understand other people. I know before I started down this journey of good movement for myself and self-awareness and social awareness and all the things, I had no idea that people viewed the world differently than me. Like, I thought we all kind of had the same lens and we just chose to be turds sometimes. That's not actually true. So what if we really focused on drawing good movement on our farms and ranches and in our rural relationships and communities? The principles of good movement, while they are not necessarily easy, they are fairly simple. The first step, you may have guessed it if you're an avid listener or, you know, were paying attention to the last couple minutes of what I was saying, but the first step is self-awareness. We have to become aware of what we're feeling, our energy, our posture, positioning, and how those things affect others. Self-awareness, again, might sound simple enough, and it is, but we spend our whole lives putting on layers of personality to protect what's at our core, to protect ourselves. And as a result, it can take some time to peel those layers back and get down to the core, our core. One tool I've found that's incredibly helpful in expediting the peeling process is the Enneagram. And you know, if you've listened to any episode of this podcast, that we mention it a bunch here, probably in every episode, most every episode, if not every episode, we've mentioned the Enneagram. And I have even done an episode solely focused on the Enneagram, briefly talking about what it is and how it works. So if you would like to listen to that episode, that's episode 10. If the Enneagram isn't for you, self-awareness still is. Self-awareness also can come through mindful reflection, asking yourself honest questions about your behaviors and what's at the root of them, getting curious about what you're feeling and why you're feeling it, recognizing your energy when it's high, low, in between, and so on. And inner work is actually outer work. Like, all of this starts with growing in self-awareness, but then we add in social awareness and having an understanding of the fact that there's always a why and a reason behind behaviors, the behaviors that we see and the behaviors that we exhibit. When we aren't aware, we can, and often do, assign our own meaning to those behaviors without knowing what's truly driving them. And that is where a lot of communication breakdowns happen, in assumptions and the stories we create in our minds. In episode 19, the episode that came out last week, I talk about how our minds don't like missing pieces, mystery, or ambiguity. And so we fill in the blanks to make things make sense. Except, while that does give us a little peace of mind on account of the plausibility of the story, the blanks we fill are still quite often filled with fiction rather than fact. So we're going off stuff that's mostly not true. But you know what helps us fill them with fact, fill those blanks with fact? Honest questions. If you listen to episode 12, you know I am a big fan of asking honest questions, super big on honest questions. Honest questions not only help us move forward from a place of knowledge, they also help us understand others. And understanding others, that's part of social awareness. Understanding others, or at least the lens through which they view the world, is also expedited through the Enneagram. Again, you don't have to use the Enneagram, but it does expedite the process. So when we are self and socially aware, we can pay attention to how what we've discovered about ourselves influences others. And we can use that to communicate in a way that is effective and actually strengthens our relationships and mental health. So again, the framework is self-awareness, social awareness, and then you bring it all together into your communication. If you're a rural woman, and if you're not a rural woman, stay tuned. There's something coming soon for men too. But if you are a rural woman and you feel as strongly as I do about making changes and drawing good movement in rural America, or if you find yourself emotionally tapped trying to navigate the highs and lows of marriage, family dynamics, and/or friendships in rural America, struggling with loneliness, lack of socialization, or finding your people, overwhelmed by the constant challenges of communicating and expressing yourself effectively, and tired and longing for more joy and true connection, the Good Movement Collective is for you. The Good Movement Collective is a 6-month group coaching program for rural women who are ready to clearly and confidently communicate so they can eliminate overwhelm and experience joy in their relationships. Inside the collective, we'll take a holistic approach, focusing not only on improving communication skills, but also nurturing emotional and mental well-being as well, because that's when the really good stuff happens. The collective launches very soon, so you can send me an email and ask me more questions, or you can join the waitlist using the link in the show notes for more details. And if you do join the waitlist, you not only get more details before everyone else, you also get to be first in line when the doors open. I'm very excited about this program, and I hope that you will join me inside. But until next time, draw good movement. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.